thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warralili.
Yeah, Warralili, absolutely brilliant supporters of us here at K-Rock Football as well, along with Rex Gorrell, HMC Flooring, and also Prestige Jayco, who bring you our pre-match comments and our pre-match discussions. And this time we can go inside the Collingwood rooms. Actually, he's probably walked out of the Collingwood rooms and up the race, I would suggest, to be able to take our phone call. Brenton Sanderson, Ian Cohen with you. Darren Berry, Darren Buick as well, and also Heath Buck. Thanks, Sando, for wandering up and having a chat. How's the feeling in the Magpie rooms?
Nah, pretty good. I mean, obviously very unusual with the situation that we're faced with across the industry, and you know, no fans here tonight. As you said, I'm just standing in the race here. The boys are having shots from the race, trying to kick goals as they do pre-game every week. But yeah, it's strange. The roof's open here at Marvel Stadium, which I think it's going to be all year, whether it's raining or whether it's sunny or whether it's a still night. So yeah, it's quite unusual to be here on a Friday night with the roof open, that's for sure.
Yeah, look, it certainly is. What have you said to them about, because the Magpie faithful we know is such a loud 19th man for you blokes. What have you said to the guys that are playing in the famous black and white but without the screaming and shouting?
Yeah, we haven't really said much, to be honest. I know, obviously, the players would have been talking about it internally, but I think last night was probably good for them just to sort of get a bit of a feel, watching Carlton and Richmond play on TV, to get a bit of a sense of, I guess, the environment they're going to be faced with tonight. But I guess once the bounce, you know, is underway and we're playing, you sort of, obviously, you hear the sound of the crowd, but not that you focus on it too much. So it'll still be a really tough game, and we know how good the Bulldogs are. They look really good. So it should be a really good game tonight.
Sando, Darren Berry, thanks for joining us. It is unusual for everyone, for us up here, to call a game of footy with no crowd and no atmosphere, but we're looking forward to it very much. Interesting times. Your captain was sent away to have some tests. Obviously, thank goodness, come back clear. But can you just enlighten our listeners as sort of how that went? And then more importantly, if someone else turns up, Sando, with a sniffle, albeit you or Bucks or whatever, what happens? Straight into the doctor's room, go away? What happens at the moment?
Yeah, well, we were instructed, we have sort of a meeting every day with our club doctor, and then the advice that we were given was, even as minor as it might be, if it's a runny nose or a bit of a tickly throat or, any sign of an increase in body temperature and a fever, to stay home and to contact the club doctor, and they'll come and check you out down there, so obviously to stay isolated from the club. So in that situation, we came to work late, last week, might have been Friday, I think, last week, and Pendles wasn't there, and that was the situation. We were told that he, as simple as just had like a bit of a sniffly nose. So he had the weekend at home and had a test, which obviously came back negative, and he's here tonight playing. So, I guess that's the protocol at the moment that we're following, and obviously people are going to get sort of cold or flu-like symptoms. We just got to ensure they stay home and get tested, and then hopefully come back with a negative result.
Let's leave those issues aside and talk more about the football and the exciting things. Tyler Brown, obviously on debut tonight, is always exciting. Is the old man downstairs? Are they allowed in? I mean, we watched last night, Eddie Betts couldn't be at the ground. Have the parents been in to congratulate, or has that been done during the week?
I don't think, from what I understand, they are here tonight, and they're... I think every player that debuts across the AFL this weekend, that their parents are allowed to be at the stadium.
Okay.
I don't know where they're going to sit, but they're not
there's
in
a few seats,
room.
Sando. There's a couple.
There's a few seats here, yeah. They'll probably sit wherever they want. But, from my understanding is they're not allowed in the change room. So we normally have a presentation of, you know, the player's first jumper in front of the parents, but I'm not sure how that's going to go with... the game tonight, but I know that I know Tyler and Cal Brown's parents are here tonight for sure.
Sando, Darren Buick here. Good luck tonight and for the season. Got beat last year, been around the mark historically the last few years. Is there anything you've identified over the break that you go, right, this is going to get us to the next, you know, last year was only a game, but this is going to take us to that last day, and was it an area that you've really worked on over summer to allow you to get to that next level?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Without pinpointing one particular area that we had to focus on, like you said, the prelim loss last year to the Giants, we just didn't play well. We had a really poor third quarter, and you know, obviously in prelim finals you can't play anywhere below your best and expect to get through to a grand final. So we've definitely refined a couple of things over the summer, and there's a few areas we've worked on in particular. And it feels like the whole industry is defending really well. You know, scores have come down over the last three or four seasons. So yeah, we've worked a bit on our offense. We've changed a few things around stoppage. We're, you know, almost at full strength tonight. There's a couple of guys obviously not out there, like Langdon and Treloar and Stevenson, who probably would be in our best 22 typically. But yeah, we probably feel that there's most of our game plan stands up in big games if we can just execute it. So the boys had a good break at the end of the season, came back really fit still. So we actually got them into match simulation drills a lot faster this year than what we had in previous years. So it feels like we're ready, and it's just all this, you know, setbacks and the anxiety surrounding whether we're going to play or not, which has been the only real distraction for the players in the last couple of weeks. So we're definitely ready to go. It's just whether we can get in the right headspace to execute our best tonight.
Sando, I want to ask you about John Noble. We were speaking to Stephen King just before about Ryan Gardner playing tonight, picked up the mid-season draft last year, played the five games at the back end of last year, John Noble. Very impressive, had a really good pre-season. What does he add to that back line? He's got a tremendous amount of speed and very clean.
Yeah, he's only small, but he's a really good decision maker with the footy. He sort of breaks the line, I guess, with his offense, and really hard to get a hand on him, really. He's just so agile, explosive out of contest. We're so fortunate with the AFL rules last year with that mid-season draft pick that we're able to get a player from South Australia. He came from West Adelaide and just fits straight into our program. So really good feather in his cap to be able to be selected in the round one team, and has quickly become a really important player for us.
So do you see that mid-season draft, and I suppose with what's happening at the moment, that could be a really valuable commodity for all teams going forward this year, that you could pick some really quality up from the state leagues?
Yeah, and it's interesting. I guess we're waiting to see what the final outcome will be with that, but that was really helpful for us. Obviously, Nobes came in and was really influential in those last couple of games for us, and you know, other clubs were able to pick up players that could come in and help straight away. So every club's got a different strategy, I guess, in how they approach it. But for us, it was a player that could come in and slip into a role that we needed straight away, and obviously helped us. So hopefully the AFL continue to use, you know, whether it's this sort of draft, which they might go to start this year off, or whether it's the mid-season draft, hopefully they can continue it.
You've got some quality not playing tonight. We bumped into Jaden Stevenson on the way around, Sando. What's the go there? I mean, he is quality.
Yeah, he's just missed too much of pre-season. He just feels like he's a game or two short. So I guess the only challenge for him now was with the VFL in suspension at the moment. We have to get his fitness up through sort of, I guess, match simulation drills at training. But he's obviously too good to be left out of the side for too much longer. And but just felt like tonight he wasn't just quite ready. So, I mean, he played last week in the against St Kilda in our final, you know, Marsh Community Series game, but it's just a run short, so it won't be long before he's back in the team.
In saying that, Sandum, again, probably a last one, we appreciate your time. Has there been any change? I mean, the physical preparation and conditioning of these players is elite, and now all of a sudden, at the last minute, you're told we're going to play 16-minute quarters. I'm taking that it might be an advantage, but is it as such? And what are the physical teams sort of doing, given the changes?
Yeah, it is new for us as well. We don't really know. We haven't had enough time really to really analyse it and prepare for it. We'll just, I think, like every team, we'll just give it our very best tonight, and we're just so happy to be out here. To be honest, I mean, the fact that we're here tonight, you know. Even though there's no fans, unfortunately, there'd be a lot of people watching on TV tonight, and these guys are just absolutely pumped to be able to take the field tonight and hopefully get a win. But as you said, with the rotations and a shortened game time and, you know, potentially a condensed season, we don't really know what to expect. But in the same breath, we're just so excited to be here and playing tonight.
Sando, we appreciate your time. We know it's under different circumstances, so thanks for wandering out, taking the phone call and being part of K-Rock pre-match.
Nah, pleasure, guys. Have a great call.
Brendan Santonsen there from the Magpies.